leave when your turn comes and just keep going.
And this is all for today. My name is Francois. I hope you
enjoy. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
Intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, we turn to a blues great whose birthday was just yesterday on February 15th. Here he is, without further ado, Gary Clark Jr. playing Numb live from 2016.
Thank you.
For those of you just tuning in, the time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:07 p.m. You've been listening to for the last 7 minutes to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm going to be your host for the next couple of hours, Vishal Ramakrishnan, playing you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. For those of you who have just tuned in, that track you got caught in the middle of, that was Gary Clark Jr. playing live in 2016, his number titled Numb. And of course, we played this in honor of his birthday, which was just yesterday on February 15th. So happy belated birthday to Gary Clark Jr. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, the more blues hits, associates, and affiliates as always, I got a special number for you that's technically coming out of South Carolina. But actually, in reality, it's actually mostly from Canada. It was recorded in Canada, as a matter of fact. So this artist I'm going to be playing for you, his name is Frank Motley. Now, Frank Motley, you might not know of him particularly unless you're more imbued in jazz circles than you are with blues circles. Frank Motley is a trumpet player, and he's got this really funky kind of thing where he plays two trumpets at once. Yes, you heard that right. Two trumpets at once. But I'm sure even if you didn't really listen to any of his jazzier tracks, you know, I'm sure you've definitely heard his trumpets and his horns on Jackie Shane's records. Frank Motley played a lot of backing tracks for Jackie Shane, so he's a really, really cool trumpet player, and you've definitely heard his sound elsewhere on different kinds of vinyl for sure. So in honor of that, and considering that he did do most of his career up here in the Great White North in Canada, we're going to play for you a little Frank Motley bluesy-ish number. Here he is, without further ado, Frank Motley, the dude with the two trumpets, and his number, Red Light. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Mama's in the kitchen. Mama's in the kitchen. Mama's in the kitchen, but we've got pop on ice. Mama's mixing mustard.
Mustard?
Mama's fixing hot dogs.
I love them hot dogs.
Sizzling dogs. Mustard with pop on ice. Go nice. Bunch beer, root beer, strawberry, lemon and lime. And cherry, orange, pop, sarsaparilla. Me thinks I'll take vanilla. Mama's in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Mama's in the fridge. Mama's in the kitchen, but we've got pop on ice.
Everything.
yourself. Don't matter how hard you hit now, I'm so much stronger.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:19 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last three tracks you heard in that set, that was Frank Motley playing Red Light. Unfortunately, you didn't get to hear much of his dual trumpet action on there, but still a great tune nevertheless. I do recommend you check out more of his stuff, but also check out Jackie Shanes' records because you can hear a lot of his horns and instrumentation on that as well. After that, we heard from the Slim Guyard Trio playing Mama's in the Kitchen. And after that, you heard from Doyle Bramwell playing Mama Can't Help You from a Rich Man. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, we're going to another live rendition, just like how we kind of started the program with a live rendition of Gary Clark Jr. We're going to go to another live rendition of one of the best blues players of all time. And now, this time not on the guitar, he's going to be on the harmonica on this one. And of course, this one was actually, I'm pretty sure, most blues aficionados out there who surf the YouTube world for blues clips and live blues performances like I do, they've probably heard of this tune and perhaps seen the actual video which this recording is taken from. But without further ado, it's a great track anyways to play on the air. So here he is, without further ado, Sonny Boy Williamson II with Otis Spann, and I believe Matt Guitar Murphy on, of course, the guitar, and Willie Dixon on the bass. I'm not exactly sure who the drummer was, but it was recorded live on British television in 1963. Without further ado, Sonny Boy Williamson II playing Nine Below Zero, as introduced, of course, by Memphis Slim.
Now, I would like to introduce a young man. We call this the future of the blues, because he's young in the business. He's only been playing and singing the blues for 25 years. But he's a wonderful pianist, a very good singer, and now his name is Otis Spann, here to my left, and he's going to accomplish one of the greatest of all times, a harmonica, and a very good singer, a handsome fella, by the name of Sonny Boy Williamson.
It's a pity people ain't just a crying shame. I declare it's a pity, and God knows it's a crying shame. The woman waits till it got 9 below 0 and put me down for another man. I was giving her all of my money, all of my love and everything. All of my loving and all my money and everything. Yeah, there's 9 below 0 and she done put me down for another man. Put me down. So dim to seem like the dark of night. Eyes got so dim I felt like it was dark of night. All my money's gone and the woman treat me right. What would you do? Tell me, what would you do? What would you do? You tell me, what would you do? Zero. Look like everybody is through with you.
You know, baby, you baby. Yeah, baby, come back home. Yeah, come back, baby. Come back
Welcome back. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set. Two tracks ago, that was San Francisco, a live rendition by Stinky Lou and the Goon Mats. And of course, after that, from famous blues singer Monette Moore and her number, Somebody's Been Loving My Baby. Now, as I've always tried to point out on this show, the deep roots of the blues and its extensions are far and wide-reaching all across the sonic landscape of the world. In regular terms, the blues influences almost every song in some fashion that we hear on pop radio and to almost every record that we can think of. And I'm pretty sure it'd be pretty darn hard to come up with an example of any song that's kind of divorced from the blues to some extent. So, in that spirit, I wanted to give to you a couple of tracks, or really here, four quick tracks, of how the blues has expanded beyond just its 1-4-5 progression, so to speak, to other more funkier kind of genres, particularly in this realm of R&B and soul. Now, R&B, for those of you who are in the know, back in the 50s and in the 40s, R&B was kind of a catch-all term for any black music that did not exactly fit the blues idiom or any other kind of idiom. So it's like, oh, well, if it's not blues, but it's black, it's R&B. So, and from that, we get, of course, rock and roll and all the other kinds of, on all the other genres that come out of the blues and every other black art. So now, to keep the tunes rolling, what I've got coming up for you is some more of those kinds of extensions to show these other blues associates, to show how far the blues has gone reaching, but also some of the killer sounds have come out of these far-reaching blues experiments, so to speak. So, without further ado, here he is, Young Jesse, kicking off our blues associate track playlist. Here he is, Young Jesse, playing I Smell a Rat. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I smell a rat, baby. I smell a rat, baby. Better watch out. I smell a rat, baby. You won't tell me where you've been. Whiskey's running all down your chin. I smell a rat, baby. I smell a rat, baby. Better watch out. I smell a rat, baby. You keep stumbling down the hall. Bump your head against the wall. And let it all. I knew you had yourself a ball. I smell a rat, baby.
here she comes now.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:45 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. I hope you dug that last Blues Associate track playlist that we just played for you there. Just to recap what the numbers were in that set list. The first off was I Smell a Rat by Young Jesse. And of course, after that was Gino Parks playing Fire. Oh my gosh, it sounds like James Brown, but it's definitely not James Brown, but something else, but man, it's so good. And after that, of course, another fellow Motown number, that was Devil with the Blue Dress by Shorty Long, and what you just recently heard a few seconds ago, that was Uh-Oh Mojo by the Volcanoes. Now, I guess my earlier comment was a bit of a misnomer about how some of the Blues Associates and affiliates go beyond the 145, but I'm sure we can all agree, folks, for the sake of agreement, that they kind of funkify the 145 and kind of do crazy stuff beyond it, beyond just doing like a 12-bar blues with 145. And I'm sure we can all agree that was some killer stuff. Now, without further ado, to keep the tunes rolling, I got a number for you. Actually, it was never, I don't think it was a release number. It was a demo, actually. I think it was one of the takes that were done for this song, but it was never actually released on an album per se. But that being said, I think that this take is actually quite a banger in its own right. So without further ado, here's Charlie Sangster playing A Year and 6 Months Old Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
My mama told me I was only a year and 6 months old. My mama told me that I was only a year and 6 months old. From 6 months on down, I'ma set your clothes out the door. You know, I looked at my mama, I began to smile. You know, I looked at my mama, boys, I began to smile. Now my good ways kill me, mama let me die. Sometimes I weep, then again I'm on like a morning dove. Sometimes I weep, darling, yeah, I'm on like a morning dove. Say your life ain't worth living, you can't be with the one you love. Sometimes that little woman was too sweet to die. Sometimes that little girl, she's more too sweet to die. Then again, that little woman ought to be better alive. Never give a woman your last dime. Please don't ever give a woman your last dime. Cause if you do, she mistreats you all the time. My baby come and ask me for my last dime. My baby come and ask me for my last dime. Soon as she got it and gone, she said you ain't no man of mine. So when I die, bury my body low. Oh, when I die, little girl, please bury my body low. So my evil spirit won't hang around your door.
Thank you. do.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:57 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set, that was Buster Brown playing Sugar Babe, and of course after that, Strange Things Happening by Jimmy Johnson. Now, if you don't know who Jimmy Johnson is, perhaps you've probably heard of him indirectly, as it were, on his, some of his other contributions to other artists. For example, being a sideman to Freddie King and to the likes of Magic Sam. So even though you may not have heard him sing, perhaps, you've definitely heard his guitar picking somewhere down the road, and definitely on this program already. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, you know, I do have a select sources of musical inspiration where I draw from frequently when I kind of come up with tracks to play on this show, but also listening in general, you know. I already talked about some of those sources, so I'm going to appeal to you to one of these sources again to have that inspired this next set list. Of course, I've talked about this group a lot. This is the Music Maker Foundation based out of North Carolina. For those of you who don't remember or trying to tune down the radio when I started talking about this, I'm going to make that little spiel again. The Music Maker Relief Foundation is a foundation based out of Hillsboro, North Carolina, and their job is basically to help preserve Southern music, and particularly not just as a matter of helping artists, you know, get their music heard, you know, connecting them with record labels, publishing records themselves, and doing the, what do you call, the, what's the word, the marketing for said records, but also just to help these musicians with their day-to-day living expenses and such like that, because as many musicians know, particularly those who are listening to this program, probably do know that being a musician is hard, and getting the day-to-day stuff is pretty hard in and of itself, especially in America as well. Now, especially now with COVID times, it's very, very difficult. So if you consider, if you have, you've got change and you've got the time, like, go check out their website, you know, see what they're all about. And if you feel like it, I do encourage you to donate some money to these folks, because the music and the stuff that they're keeping alive is incredible stuff. They're doing some really awesome work, you know. It's not just about us here, you know, playing the records and saying, oh wow, what a great record, and leaving it at that. You know, this is the kind of paying it forward aspect, you know, putting your money where your mouth is, or where your ears are at, as it were, you know. So I do encourage you, even if you don't got the time, even if you don't got the cash, or you can't really donate right now, that's no biggie. Just go and check out what they're doing, you know, and you can just leave a like or a comment on their work and stuff. You know, it helps a long way to help their foundation, and, you know, help these artists out. So in that vein, I've got four artists to kind of get you on that track with the Music Maker Relief Foundation, you know, just to kind of get you inspired and vibing with the cool stuff that they're doing and the artists that they're working with. So to get us kicked off on this set list of the Music Maker Relief Foundation's efforts, here is Rufus McKenzie playing Mother Sleep On. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Church, I would like to take up just a little of y'all's time this morning. As some of you all know, my mother passed a few days ago. And in just a little short while after I received the news about my mother, I began to think about all the good things that she had did for me, all the wonderful things, even down to the kind words that she used to speak to me. Enough that I could write books, not a book, books. But instead of writing books, I chose to sing a song. And the title of this song is Mother Sleep On. I remember when I was a child, my mother came to me and she took me by the hand.